Anyway, don't forget that sentence. Whatever you remember today, there is no relationship between the activities of others and our experience of pain and suffering. I love that sentence. I remember Geshe-la speaking it, and it hit me like a bolt, and I thought, what's he saying? And I've thought about it forever, and I think it's beautiful. It's so opposite to the way we normally think, which is like everything in Dharma, isn't it? Everything in Buddhism is opposite to the way we normally think. Where we normally think just causes us pain and problems, Buddha's way of thinking causes opposite, freedom from pain and problems. You know, if we really take this teaching to heart, then nothing bothers us, you know. Nothing bothers us. When things go wrong, you know, this is telling me I need to purify. This is telling me I need to purify. You know, this bad experience, this unpleasant feeling, the fact this person won't cooperate with me, or the fact they did this or said that, or my health has now gone wrong, or something like that. All this is teaching me I need to purify. I need to purify. I need to accept patiently. I need to be happy in these circumstances and purify. So if we can do this kind of thing, then we're real, you're a real Kadampa. You're a real Kadampa. Real Kadampas can transform through this knowledge, you know, putting this knowledge into practice, they can transform their lives into spiritual path. Yeah? And instead of becoming depressed when things go wrong, discouraged, upset, I'm going to get out of here, I'm going to kill myself, all this nonsense, instead of that, we become encouraged. This is a good opportunity now to make progress. Now things are going wrong, good. Now things are going wrong, good. We think the opposite. We think now things are going wrong, bad. Now things are going well, good. Yeah? But we should think differently. In 7 verses of Training the Mind by Geshe Chekhawa, one of the precepts of Training the Mind is endure both, whichever arises. Endure both, whichever. What does that mean, endure both? It means endure good conditions. Don't get excited by when things go well, and endure bad conditions. Don't get depressed and discouraged when things go badly. Keep a balanced mind, completely balanced, all the way through your life. Keep a happy mind, peaceful mind, and purify. Okay, so purification practice in conjunction with meditation and recitation of Vajrasattva. By doing this, we can become a pure being like Vajrasattva himself. Please believe me, you all hopefully this morning tried to generate yourselves as Vajrasattva. That's your future self. That's your future self, that pure being. Pure intentions, pure thoughts, pure actions, pure view. You know, you regard everything in a pure way. How do we get there? How are we going to do that? We have to be scientific. So a few years ago, Tapa Publications in 2011 made this card. The four opponent powers. Is that what it says? Yeah, the four opponent powers of purification. So any qualified purification practice that's going to completely purify all your negative karma contains these four powers. And if you apply them diligently, regularly, daily, dare I say daily, do a daily practice of purification, strong practice, sooner or later you will completely purify all your negative karma. You're thinking, well, didn't we do that this morning in the impairment? Yeah. But then it's all come back again, hasn't it? So what happens when we completely purify? I think I said this morning, when we completely purify all of our negative imprints, we achieve a permanent liberation from lower rebirth. Permanent liberation from lower rebirth. Because we don't have any negative imprints in our mind, we can't have an imprint ripening at our death time that takes us into a lower realm. So this is incredible. Just think about that. You've got that confidence. You spent your whole life purifying. Death is just death, great, okay. I'm not going to a low realm, I'm going to come back to a high realm. Imagine the confidence that would give you, because you know you purified all your negative karma. Also, Completely purifying a negative karma. What else does it do for you? What did I say this morning? Three things. I can't remember. What's the second? No more pain and suffering. Thank you. That's right. You can't experience any more pain, any more suffering. Why not? Because all the negative potentials that give rise to pain and suffering have gone. The substantial cause of pain and suffering has been purified. You're not a liberated being yet. You're not an arhat or a superior being. You're not a Buddha. But you've achieved this incredible level of freedom from pain and suffering. And the third benefit is that you've also cleared the path in your mind to get on with the spiritual path. The thing that obstructs our spiritual path is our delusions, principally. And you've totally overcome the power of these through your purification practice. Yeah? So now your mind is very easy to engage in virtue, very quick to engage in the path to liberation and enlightenment, because you're engaged in this complete purification. Using the four powers, so what are they? The power of regret, the power of reliance, the power of the opponent force, and the power of the promise. There's four powers, which I'm going to explain today and tomorrow, I think, by now. So the power of regret. Power of regret. Power of regret is going to arise in our mind through contemplating all those examples we just looked at about karma. Okay? We deeply contemplate the example of someone like Upala the nun, for example, and put yourself in her position. Imagine it, you being her. Or put yourself in your own position, just look at your own karma and deeply contemplate about why it is you're experiencing pain and suffering. Then naturally, you'll have this regret. Regret in this context isn't feeling of guilt, I'm a bad person. Regret is a power. It gives you power to purify. And coupled with it is a determination to purify. So how does that work? Old example, some of you know it very well, but it still works for me quite well. This example, I don't know what you did for lunch today. Probably you went out to a restaurant, or maybe you brought a sandwich with you or something like that, and you sat down, you had a meal with one or two people around you. Let's say later on this evening, one of those people calls you up and says, hey, did you hear about so-and-so who we had lunch with today? They're in hospital, and I think they're going to die from food poisoning. And you know, I'm not feeling pretty good myself. I think I might have to go to the hospital too. Click, put the phone down. How are you going to feel about that? You're still feeling okay. You're going to think straight away, I must have eaten that food. I've got to do something to get this poison out of my system. Yeah? So it's the same when we contemplate the negative karma that we've got. This karma is much worse than food poisoning. It's much worse. Food poisoning, the worst it can do is kill you in this one life. That's the worst. Nothing. One life. For example, the karma that we created from lots of other things can do harm to us in countless future lives if we don't purify it.